Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where I light myself on fire. Okay? Because I've got McNeese over Gonzaga, and you're ready? Samford takes down Kansas. You mentioned the injuries to Kansas. They were already not a deep team. Samford is an up-and-down team. They play 10 guys, and the game is in Salt Lake City, where altitude is a factor.
It's actually a great call today. Great call today by our...
So I've never heard this song before, right?
Seriously, Yellow Ledbetter from Pearl Jam? Really? Man. I must be a Pearl Jam
It's just head. One of those songs I love, and I have no idea what any of the words are.
I'm with you.
I've always liked this song.
Know. It's a great song, right?
So I played in queue, and I was listening to it, and I was like, okay, yeah, it's a Eddie Vedder, I don't know what you're saying song. Yeah. So I pulled up the lyrics.
You don't want to know.
Right. No, do not read us the lyrics.
Well, I need to make sure for FCC purposes Eddie doesn't let something slip.
Why are you caring about that now? We're still in the safe harbor. We got another minute.
And none of what he is saying matches the lyrics that are on Genius Lyrics.
No.
It's a I'm an Emma and
That sounded like Seth Davis on Sunday. I'm gonna take McNeese and I'm gonna go with Samford as well.
Why
go
not?
And double down, and I look at the bracket. McNeese lost 86-65, and Samford, as we know, lost last night 93-89 to Kansas. And I look, Gonzaga and Kansas have both moved on, but yet Seth Davis was there preaching to the choir.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where I light myself on fire. Okay? Because I've got McNeese over Gonzaga, and you ready? Samford takes down Kansas.
There you go, Seth. You nailed that one, my friend. You nailed that one, my friend. Actually, after the first game of the day yesterday, there were only 57% of perfect brackets left. Like, everybody was eliminated after the first game of the afternoon yesterday in the NCAA tournament. And I think a lot of people had Michigan State losing that game to Mississippi State yesterday.
I did, yeah.
And why would you pick against Tom Izzo? He's the legendary
Because they were
coach,
10 and
right?
10, and they were have been in.
Well, neither should have Mississippi State. How's the SEC feeling this morning? They waking up feeling really good because Greg Sankey was beating the drum for more SEC teams. I don't think they picked up a victory yesterday.
No, they were 0-3 yesterday.
0-3 yesterday. Yeah. Well done, SEC. Keep your mouth shut.
Or I guess Tennessee won late.
Okay, so 1-3.
That was their first
win. They were 0-3 at one point
yesterday. Tennessee
housed
St. Peter's.
League, yeah, so. But I guess we got to start with this Kansas game and whatnot. And so it was bizarre, man.
All you Missouri and Kansas State fans out there, just cover your ears, because you've been screaming this from the rooftops for years and years and years that Kansas gets all the calls.
And they did last night.
And you're
night.
Right.
You are right. Kansas got bailed out last night, and it wasn't even in Allen Fieldhouse. No. As Seth Davis said, it was in Salt Lake City. It was in altitude, baby.
Yeah, they thought maybe it was.
So. Yeah. The ball in. Ahead to Timberlake on the run. It's a block. And he missed the shot. Wow. Man. With the game on the line, that is an incredible block that just got taken away from Samford.
Gene Steratore, do you agree with us?
I do agree with you guys. It's a great block by Samford right there. A really great job.
The building was ready to turn and everything.
The building was moving in that direction, Josh. You could just sense it last night. Kansas up at 22 at one point in that game, and that's kind of when I started to doze off a little bit. And then I woke up and I go, oh, my God, what's going on here? And here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Joey Fatone goes in for a dunk, and boom, he gets blocked from behind. And I think the analyst even on TV said, why is Fatone trying to dunk that one? He should have just laid it in. Had he laid it in, it would have been an easy bucket for Kansas, and we wouldn't be talking about this controversial call. But he tried to go in and slam that sucker home. Who wouldn't want to do that in the NCAA tournament, right? Of course.
Yes, you're
right.
Housing that.
You're not right. Exactly.
You're not fundamentally 100%. Laying that up.
You're not. But he was the benefit of a really bad call by the officials last night, and it did bail Kansas out, because you can't blow a 22-point lead in the NCAA tournament, and Nevada, we're going to talk about you a little bit as well, blowing a 17- or 18-point lead yesterday in that game.
I hate when Steve Alford bites one. I thought about
you, like Dayton's making this comeback, and I'm just thinking Josh has got to be excited right now with this Steve Alford situation. But I mean, they got to fire that cat today, by the way. But I mean, you know, Kansas kind of put the cherry on top of what wasn't a great day of basketball.
Overall, there was obviously some upsets or whatever,
right?
But
overall, it was a lot of blowouts.
There was some garbage, too.
There was a lot of blowouts. I mean, we had one team that managed 11 points in the first half yesterday, Colorado State. Thank you for coming.
Well,
very nicely done.
As I saw, did somebody tweet? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
There was so much stuff flying around yesterday, I can't even credit
people. It was a good day on Twitter, too. Yeah.
There was somebody said, did Virginia give them a virus? I thought that was really good. they gave Colorado State the virus because they scored. Yeah. Watch this. We're going to score 11.
Yeah. 11 points in the first half yesterday for Colorado State. So they did not come to play yesterday. Texas just pretty much housed them 56-44. That game was over before it even started, so the Longhorns move on. I don't know if the SEC is claiming Texas as a win yesterday in the NCAA tournament, but it doesn't count yet because they're not there. But I really do. I think the story of the day is going to be everybody talking about that block that was a foul at the end of the game that wasn't a foul. It was a clean block,
Josh. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, every Kansas fan needs to wake up this morning and go, thank God we got that call, because who knows what happens if you don't get that call
I
yesterday,
mean,
right?
LeBron James gets that block.
Yes.
And it's not even close.
Right. Yep.
I'm like, that's a LeBron. Oh my, look at LeBron's highlight.
Right.
And then you look at it here, and this poor chap got all ball, no body at all.
Nothing. Couldn't have been
cleaner. Anything. Because a lot of times in regular motion, it looks like a foul.
It does.
Absolutely.
Like a foul. And especially from the TV angle where they were showing it from kind of like on this, like an angle. It wasn't a clean shot on TV, you know, last night when you're watching the game. If you're watching in real time, it looks like a complete foul.
Of course, because you're expecting.
Like he got destroyed.
You're looking up top. You're like, okay, might have got him on the wrist, but he certainly got him with the body, because that's why he went flying.
Right? Exactly. No,
you've seen those fouls a million times.
Sure.
Right? Where the momentum pushed him. Oh, yep. Got him with the lower half. Hip checked him. That's why he went flying.
Right, exactly.
Then you watch the replay, like, oh my gosh, that's just an awesome block.
Yep.
It's just an awesome block. And all I can think of is LeBron. Like, that's one of those signature LeBron moments,
right?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, wow, he did give up on the play. Look there, went and knocked it away.
And that's not a foul if LeBron makes that.
Oh, good grief, no.
But when you lose Kentucky, you know, hours earlier to Oakland yesterday in the NCAA tournament, you got the SEC sitting at 0-3. You got some of the big boys starting to fall right in front of you. Hey, the NCAA tournament needs Kansas in. It's more important to have Kansas win and move on than it is for Samford to win and move on. And it sets up a great matchup, I think, on Saturday on CBS. With Gonzaga and Kansas, that game will be played at, it says 3:15. I don't know if that's Eastern time or if that's Central time, but whatever the case may be, a mid-afternoon game between the Jayhawks and the Gonzaga Bulldogs. So
one, Bucky, the coach of Samford.
Yeah, Bucky Ball, man. Yeah.
Bucky McMillan. McMillan.
I'm sorry. Heard of him. Nate's son.
Yeah. And Mark's brother.
Right.
I thought AJ made an incredible play on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not faulting the call. Some people can see it different ways, but I was really proud of our guy's ability to make a play. Mm-hmm. And then he got off the podium and went,
ah! He did.
And
yeah,
now he'll
yeah.
be at every barber shop and whatever in Sanford, New Hampshire, wherever the hell
Alabama.
We're from. They will be lamenting this call for the end of time.
Oh,
in
God,
that town.
Yes. Absolutely, they will, because you're never going to get an opportunity again like that. And they play an amazing style of basketball, Josh. I watching that game reminded me of Grinnell. I'm not going to lie. I'm watching this team play basketball yesterday. I'm like, Kansas is playing against Grinnell. I mean, full court press, you know, rain the three.
It's a little bit frantic.
Yeah. Very frantic. But Kansas did a great job early. I mean, Kansas didn't seem really phased early. They were hitting all of their shots, they were making the easy shots, they had a big lead early. They're up 22, and then all of a sudden Bucky Ball starts to come back and just starts nailing threes, and boom, there you have it.
So AJ Staten McCray, mm-hmm. who could have been a legend in that town, now will be a grouchy old man one day still lamenting that call
yeah,
in that
muttering,
town.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. Who'd you say the Kansas kid was?
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Went in for the dunk.
Right.
And he still swears he got fouled.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This Staten McCray guy says, I guess Casper hit him.
Yeah.
That's money.
That is a great quote, that is money. Right? That is a fantastic quote.
It's a great,
quote. Yeah.
great quote. I felt like yeah. it was a great play by me. Terrible call.
Yeah, he's right. Why should he say anything
no,
else,
I love
right?
It.
Don't
I
say
love
anything
it.
Else. Don't get up there
nope.
and be politically correct.
No. Nope.
I mean, like, we have put referees
I
on this pedestal.
I got nothing to lose here. That was a terrible call.
Yeah, what
he
are
says.
They going to do, fine me? I mean, it's not the professional ranks, right? No, he literally had nothing to lose. It was the right thing to say after the game. And I'm to the point now where we, like, put these refs on these pedestals and we're not allowed to criticize officials and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know what? Sometimes officials make bad calls, and Kansas was the beneficiary last night of a really bad call by the ref. But also, you have to look at Samford and say, you know, give them credit for getting back into the game, Josh, because midway through the second half.
22 was the margin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're down 22, and you're still fighting, and you're still battling, and you're still scrapping, and you're still going after it. Like, I give Samford a lot of credit last night for the way that they played. They hit 10 more three-point shots than Kansas, too. That's a plus 30, Josh. That's plus 30 just on three-point shots alone. Kansas was lucky to even be in that game when you have 10 fewer made three-point shots. You're minus 30. If I told you going into the game Kansas was going to be minus 30 from a three-point line, you'd say there's no way they're
no.
winning that game, right?
And then two or three guys, like, right around 20 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it took that to do it.
Right.
I would have said,
there's
boy,
no,
this
there,
is going to be
no,
a game.
There's yeah. no chance they're going to win this game. But they had a 22-point lead because they were making shots early in the game. And they made it look easy early in the game. A couple of times they had a backcourt violation and a 10-second violation and whatnot. But you're going to get that against that full-court pressure. But for the most part, they didn't seem fazed by it. They got the ball down in the half court, made easy shots, took out a big lead early on. And then they get up 22, and, you know, you're up 22 with, you know, 16 minutes to go. You're going to probably back off a tad, but Samford kept going and going and going and going and going and doing their thing, and it turned out to be an unbelievable game and an unbelievable finish and a game that I think, you know, Kansas fans with all five starters in double figures are going to say, wow, we had to play our asses off to get out of the first round tonight. What's this thing going to be like against Gonzaga on Saturday, who just had an easy, easy win over a McNeese State team that housed the Mississippi College for Women earlier in the season. So Gonzaga and Kansas is going to be a dogfight, man. That's going to be a dogfight coming up on Saturday afternoon.
And then I'm telling you, Kansas is going to win, and you're going to be talking yourselves into Purdue.
Yeah.
You are. You're going to be off. You're going to be fully you're going to be fully off the bridge.
Right. Yep, that's exactly right.
And then you're going to look back and go, whew. Got one.
Yeah. So now you have to look at Kansas, and you're absolutely right about that. Can they beat Gonzaga? Yeah, they're a 4-point favorite going into that game already. And so can Kansas beat Gonzaga?
Do you
sure.
want to be that or not?
Do you want to be what?
Don't they just want to be the dog from here on out?
You want to be the underdog from here on out? Yeah. I would imagine.
Play that nobody believes in you card.
Yeah. But yeah. Purdue, if they get by Grambling State today, they'll have to play the Utah State TCU winner in order to advance to take on the Gonzaga Kansas winner. So there's no guarantees Purdue makes it. And look, we know Purdue as well as anybody, Josh.
Tournament jokers.
Yeah, it's per don't when the tournament comes around, right?
I'm counting on it.
Yeah.
Today's show brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Duquesne was America's team, and then Oakland said, hold my beer. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning.
How about that D, baby?
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To the folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off the cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Two low-def G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me, they got a trick. I have to find a contraceptive.
You're picking the music again today? Wow! It's like Boss is Out Week. 913-586-7610. Yesterday was pre-90s. Today, what, post-90s? Is that what we're doing?
1990 to 2005, right?
That's right. That's 90 to 2005.
Okay. 2005,
yeah, that's exactly
is
right.
The cutoff.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yes. That's the cutoff. So you make your request at 913-586-7610. Please include your name.
From the 816 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line today, the traffic guy sounds like the great value Sam Elliott. From
that's
Zach.
That's hilarious.
And that's exactly what Josh said
in
the break.
I said that. I go, is this Sam Elliott?
Yeah. That is fantastic. I thought we had Del Giorno back there for
traffic.
A second, but
that's what's for dinner.
It was like Bob Brooks or something, I think that guy's name was. But he had the great value version of Sam Elliott, maybe the best text of the morning, and we're only at 6:18.
Yes, that was really, really good.
And then we got a Missouri fan going, oh, Kansas is going to lose to Gonzaga. Who do you have this weekend, sir?
I'm sure they are, yes. Missouri, Kansas State fans, you should absolutely, again, you should just be muttering to yourselves all day today. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
You've been saying
no matter
it all
what
along.
We do, these sons of guns in Lawrence, Kansas get away with
drives
everything.
Drives you to insanity. I totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally get it.
You got to win more games, though, to get in the tournament.
Sanford,
or a game for
Sanford could have joined the club.
Yeah, they really could have yesterday.
Samford could have been in that great club. You get to move to that bigger locker room.
Yeah,
you're drinking at that exclusive.
Samford had like a closet, like
at that
the broom
exclusive
closet.
Club. Did you see Oakland U's locker room?
No,
oh
I
my
did
gosh,
not. Was it like a? Well, most of these locker rooms at these arenas, Josh. You know, you've been to these things. They're closets.
Oakland's the 14 seed. They ain't getting a big locker room, but
right.
You know, suddenly the velvet rope opens up and you're strutting into a whole new zone.
Yeah, hypnotic martinis all around.
So
let's go.
Duquesne did that early in the day. They strutted through, beating BYU.
Yep.
They're feeling great about themselves. They're America's team. Everybody's like, see, this is what the tournament was about.
Well, BYU,
this is what the tournament was about.
I mean, let's talk about BYU for a second, how they screwed themselves not playing on Sunday. We'll get more into it, but because they can't play on Sunday, they were forced to be a sixth seed, and because they were forced to be a sixth seed, Duquesne's like, yeah, we're going to send you back to wherever they're from.
Provo. Yes, Provo.
Isn't that I almost said a bad word, that crappy cheese from St. Louis, that Provo cheese?
Provel. Oh. Yeah, it's Provel. Totally different. So then Oakland knocks off Kentucky.
Right.
And Greg Campy, who's been at Oakland U for 40 years.
Who all the insiders know and talk about how great this guy is,
once heckled him at BW, you did too. You heckled him at the Muni when they were taking on UMKC a number of years ago. I've got so many texts about this. We did we went and supported the Ruse one day.
Sure, yeah.
As a station and whatever, we went there, and I got texts from former workers. They're like, is this the dude we were heckling?
What were you guys saying?
I don't remember. He had like a sweater vest or something on, and he always wore sweaters or something. So,
yeah.
So, but he's been there
on yourself.
He's been there for 40 stinking years.
That's longer than you've been alive.
Which is unreal to be at a college for 40 years.
It's unreal to be anywhere for 40 years.
Yeah, that's
like in any job, in any walk of life.
It's
right?
Unbelievable. And then he gets a 40-year-old shooter
right
to come out and Jack Golkey.
Jack Golkey is America's hero.
Oh,
this
my
morning,
goodness.
Right? Jack Golkey is a household name for everybody today.
And so they go out and knock off Big Bad Kentucky and all their NBA guys again.
All right, we're going to enjoy about 45 minutes of this. Now we're going to get ready because we got a chance of a lifetime. This isn't the end of it. You know, this is not the end of it. We've got
this
more.
This is the beginning.
And the only way we're going to win Saturday is to stay focused and take them one at a time. We're going to do that.
Coach, Jack, we appreciate the show, guys. Go enjoy it.
Appreciate it. We're not a Cinderella.
Yeah,
there
you tell
you
him,
go.
Jack.
Way to go, Jack Golkey.
Jack Golkey is my spirit animal. He is the shooter I wanted to be.
Yeah,
he took 347 three-pointers this year.
And eight twos.
Eight twos.
My man.
And that wasn't just last night. That was the whole season.
I just so wish that Greg Campy was my high school coach. Because, man.
Did you see Campy's halftime interview, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to tell your team? Keep shooting.
Yeah, he goes, what are you going to tell Golkey? He goes, keep doing what you're doing.
Keep shooting.
Just keep shooting. There.
You never hear a coach say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, we need to work it inside and maybe get the extra pass, and then KU
like,
fans
I
will
told
applaud.
I'm going to tell him to keep shooting. I don't know.
Jack,
what do you want me to do?
Keep shooting.
So
what the hell
great.
Do you want me to say?
So great.
And then they get to take on North Carolina State, who's now won six in a row. NC State may make the Final Four.
But and he's right, though. He goes, we're going to enjoy this for 45 minutes, and then we got an opportunity. Yeah, you do, because you're facing a team that's, you know, that played its way into the tournament just like, you know.
Yeah,
I mean? Like,
right,
you got,
exactly.
You go toe-to-toe with them for sure,
NC
believe,
State
right?
had to win five games last week. They did that. They won last night beating Texas Tech by 20 points, for God's sakes. Texas Tech, thanks for showing up to the NCAA tournament. And Oakland wipes the floor with Kentucky 80-76, and Jack Golkey has become a household name. But, I mean, this guy was taking shots, Josh, falling backwards on one foot off his head. Like, everything was going in for that Jack
Golkey.
Yeah,
Jimmy Chitwood was ready to ball.
Right? And the one time that somebody on Kentucky got out there and guarded him, they fouled him, and then he hits three free throws. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So
how long did it take to find his parents in the stands? Because, you know, they like showing the parents.
Oh,
but
no,
they did, but going into the game, I don't think Jack Golkey, who was not a starter.
No.
I don't think they had his parents circled in the crowd, and he starts heating up. They're like, "Does this guy have his parents here? Can we find the parents?"
Yeah, he didn't start all season. Like,
no, not a starter.
No, he's not a starter. He started some games, right? But he was not a regular starter.
No.
He was like a third leading scorer, and he just goes,
And then like Barstool dug up like old pictures of when he was a little kid last night. This guy's the leading scorer. It's fantastic. It's great. That's what I love about the tournament. We know who Jack Golke is today, and you're going to talk to your friends about Jack Golke like you've known this guy forever and a day, and we didn't know who he was 12 hours ago.
Correct.
Dude, he's us. He's 35 years old, got two kids at the crib, and working he gets hard. Up shots.
That's
what he does. I mean, he fills it up.
That guy was outstanding.
Dropped his kids
night.
Off at school. Went and worked his shift, then went and balled out last
That's
night.
That's it.
And then you got Cal losing yet again. Cal hasn't advanced past the first weekend, or Cal or Kentucky, however, whatever school we're talking about. John Calipari at Kentucky. They have not advanced past the first weekend of the NCAA tournament since before COVID.
Correct.
So
what
why
was
are
the right
surprised?
Message to the guys after that one?
You know, what I hate is this team that really worked and did some good stuff. We didn't play great. They did. They made some unbelievable shots. We even went to a box and won. We foul him one time. He makes another one. But they shouldn't be in our team in the season defined by that game, but it will be. This is the profession we've chosen. But, you know, we had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. And the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose. But when the game started, you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
So you heard the beep, beep, beep you heard in the background was the bus running over the players there.
I mean, can you imagine that?
We had them totally
ready to go.
They
were prepared.
Like that,
blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. But it's your fault, not mine.
I want to go back to the beginning of this because I thought I heard this.
What was the right message to the guys after that one?
You know, what I hate is this team.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What I hate is this team.
So
coaches don't normally say that.
What I hate is this team.
This was his ultimate thought. Really? I hate this team.
May have been out of context, but I didn't think so. It was just that's what I heard.
What I hate is this team. What I hate is this team.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
you don't
pretty
normally,
definitive.
Yeah, that's wild.
Pretty definitive.
Right
he hates
there.
Hates this team.
Yeah. So Kentucky is not playing on Saturday. The interesting thing about Kentucky to me is, A, they want Cal fired now, I'm sure. $33 million dollar buyout.
It's a dumpster fire there, you know.
But how do you know their message board crashed last night?
Right.
Like, whether that was done on purpose by the service provider. Like, if you're the message board company, whoever they are, Big Blue Nation or whatever it is, you're not crashing your message board last night. That's major traffic. That's a huge revenue stream for you.
Yep.
So the fact that the message board crashed must mean they were getting overloaded, Josh, with message board commentators going on there saying they want Cal fired. And if you're on X, one of the good follows is Message Board Geniuses, right? You're a fan,
I assume, right? Of it, yes.
And it's basically just college fans on message board. They're outstanding. So follow Message Board Geniuses, and they will capture all of the best of what Kentucky fan has to offer after last night's game. And should they fire Cal? I don't know who you're going to get. It's a $33 million buyout. There aren't many name brand coaches in the sport anymore. They've got to adjust and figure out ways to do things differently because they can't get past the first weekend of the tournament. Right now that everybody's cheating, Cal doesn't have an advantage.
Living and dying with freshmen and sophomores. Sometimes they'll get you, or all the time will get you, apparently, in Kentucky. We'll discuss Cal's fate as the show goes on today. Yeah. Tournament coverage on 610 Sports Radio brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. So no investigation into Otani. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you grin.
You pick the music, 90 through 05.
2005.
Not through today. Yeah. Not the 90s, 2000s, and today.
We had to 90s, put a cap on
2000s
it.
2005. 913-586-7610, include your name, you get the credit.
Our buddy Eric won a little bit of the Humpty Dance from Digital Underground right here on Fesco in the Morning.
Had you ever heard that song before today, B-Dub?
That one, yes. Yeah.
Josh, you?
I thought it was really weird that
that on
as
45.
He got later in his career, he had that deviated septum taken care of, and he sounded totally different.
Almost sounded like Shock G.
All it took was some Flonase and a little bit of surgery. Totally different sound to the band. Because there you could hear the nasal congestion.
Yes, you can.
Seasonal allergies. And then, poof. One point, it just disappeared.
I got that prescription nose spray that works good. I wish I knew the name of it, and I'd share it with you. But my wife told me I should have gotten the generic. I go, that's why you don't let men go out into the wild unattended.
Yeah, because they knew you weren't going to ask for the generic.
Right.
They came to the extent
yeah. Yeah. Why would I ask for generic? I don't know.
So, Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani.
Like we have the generic Sam Elliott on traffic, according to Zach.
Traffic
for dinner.
It's what's for breakfast. So Shohei Ohtani at this point is not going to be part of an MLB investigation.
How is this possible that Major League Baseball right now isn't crapping their pants going,
Well, no, I think they are.
Oh,
but
you are? Yeah. Oh, we got to find a way.
But why would they investigate if they're crapping their pants? They're just,
right. How was his bracket yesterday? Does anybody know?
I would think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
He got his picks in time before this guy got busted.
Like the Shohei Ohtani stuff on Twitter the last 24 hours has been hysterically funny. I was crying with some of the stuff. Like, I mean, you just do a search of Ohtani and the stuff that people are saying
is
great.
His pool was first four. If he had to have his first four in, he's safe.
He's safe.
If he got to like Thursday at 11.
Yeah, he may not have gotten those.
He might not have
gotten
it in.
He probably had to do some stretching and backfield throwing.
And then he had to do it himself, so it would have been tough to find how you do that yourself. Usually you have somebody that does that for you.
Especially baseball players don't do anything for themselves.
So I don't know how his picks went yesterday. But MLB at this point not investigating him.
Wow, they're meeting. I can promise you that.
Oh, good grief! Yes,
because this is their star, and if something were to go on that's not on the up and up with the biggest star of the game, oh my God! You want to talk about a black eye for Major League Baseball?
So he had the Dodgers PR running a circle around him to escort him to and from the locker room yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to protect the guy now, right? Because reporters have questions and they want answers. And I think
all he said was
answers.
"Good night, everyone," or something like that. That was the only thing he said on the way out.
I mean, that story still is so bizarre how it changed. Like, they should have never changed the story. They should have just let the original story go, where he helped this guy out of gambling debts and moved on. And then they come back 90 minutes later and they're like, "Oh no, he stole the money now." Like, when you change your story that fast, it almost believe. I mean, I think it's hard not to sit there and think that something's not being covered up, right?
If the story was just, He covered this guy's gambling debts.
He's my buddy. I covered his gambling debts. I'd we like, all move on.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, what a friend. Everybody yeah. want that kind of friend.
And then the Dodgers could have said, we got to fire this guy because he's gambling. We can't trust him to be around. We know how gambling is in baseball. We're getting rid of this guy.
Yeah,
and it probably would have been
probably
done.
Over.
Right? It's over.
As long as you gave all the assurances, it wasn't him. He covered his friend,
right.
and that was it.
And be done
but,
with it.
The shift makes you go, was he
was he covering his friend?
You know,
or not?
I think yeah. I think it's natural to go the other direction. I think they just admits this is my buddy, got himself in hot water, and I had the means to get him out, and I got him out.
And I got him out. I helped out a friend, and you go, wow, that's really helping out a friend at $4.5 million.
Yeah.
But man, you're making, you know, however many million a year from the Dodgers. But like, would you care as a baseball fan if he was betting on everything but baseball? Because I wouldn't.
No.
Like, and baseball players are allowed to. They're allowed to gamble as long as it's done legally. Now, you can't bet on baseball. And even though, like, I don't know that I even would have a problem with that as long as it wasn't, like, on his own team. If you wanted to make a less than a $500 bet on Major League Baseball, if you play in the game, fine. But you can't bet on your own team or anything affiliated with your own team. I wouldn't
You'd
have a huge,
limit.
Yeah.
You'd have a limit.
And I would have a limit so you couldn't cash in, right? It wouldn't get fishy. Like, all of a sudden, you know, you got a baseball player who plays for Team A betting $1 million on something that's going to happen with Team B. That's going to raise some red flags. Now, you can't bet on your own team, but, like, you know, if you're a player for Team A and you want to put a couple of bucks on Team B, have a limit as long as it goes through the FanDuel app or one of the legalized things. The problem is also they're in the state of California. Gambling is not legal in the state of California. And so you're gambling illegally. You're allegedly wiring money to a friend that went to a bookie allegedly that's illegal. And now they say the money was stolen. Like, it's just such a convoluted story that Major
and
League
I frankly
Baseball
don't
does need to investigate, though.
I get it. It's, I don't even care that they was illegally doing it in California. You know, like that doesn't matter to me. We know everybody, tons of people were betting before this became
right.
legal everywhere else. I don't. I just
you
it
don't
doesn't,
care.
Doesn't
but it
bother
does
me.
Factor into this
sure,
story.
Sure, absolutely
you know?
Does.
Yeah.
I'm not to the. It's okay to bet on your sport. I just think that opens too many.
Yeah, that's fine.
Opens
yeah.
too many problems. Slippery slope. Whatever. So I don't like that portion of it, but I don't care if he's betting college basketball or college football or NBA.
And neither does Major League Baseball. It's allowed.
I don't care about any of that. So,
right.
yeah, as long as he's not betting on baseball, it doesn't matter.
And for me, it's not. I don't even care if he bets on baseball as long as it's not his team. Long as it's not his team and there's a limit, like a $500 limit, because for a Major League Baseball player, $500 is nothing, right? They make that with one swing. And then complain they're underpaid.
Yeah, but then you're like, well, why do you need to? If it's only $500, why do you need to be betting
some
that
people
at
have
all
an addiction.
on your team?
I mean, why
do that on horses?
Why do people drink nicotine flavored vodka? Because they have an issue.
So we're gonna feed their issue by allowing them to bet on their own sport.
Yeah, well, yeah, people are addicted to that kind of stuff, right?
I would just say stay away from your own sport. Everything else though, it doesn't matter. I am surprised though that. Well, maybe MLB at this point, just like, we're just going to sit back and wait to see where this goes. And if we can avoid anything.
Don't make eye contact.
But now
yeah.
the conspiracies are just fabulous.
Oh, they're fantastic. There's great conspiracies out there.
The one you shared with us yesterday off the air was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that I heard yesterday and we'll get more into it later on as the show goes along was from a caller on our sister station WFAN who said, hey guys, let's think about this for a second and really look into it. Ohtani deferred all of his salary, right? He's only getting $2 million this year from the Dodgers. The rest has been deferred. And when they originally deferred all that money, they claimed taxes in California. Remember, like he was going to move. Remember we talked about that? Like, oh, the taxes in California are high. And when he retires, he won't be in California. So he won't have to pay those taxes. We're like, oh, that's a good idea. This caller to WFAN said the reason he deferred his salary is because these guys went to the Dodgers and said, we wanted to defer the salary. Usually it's the other way around with the Bobby Bonilla thing, right? Can we defer your salary for another 40 years? And they go, okay, fine. But Ohtani's folks went to the Dodgers and said, we want to defer this money. And the Dodgers are like, sure, we don't have to pay this right now.
Because
fine.
The Sharks are swimming?
Well, and this caller to WFAN went on and said that the reason they were deferring the money is because Ohtani's people knew that he had this gambling problem and they didn't want him to have the money to gamble it all away. And I went, wow, that kind of...
I like that one a lot.
That kind of makes a lot of sense here. Here's what he had to say.
Hey, just to touch on this Ohtani thing, I was talking with my buddies, and I'm shocked that you think that Ohtani really has nothing to do with the gambling.
I didn't say that.
I feel like you're pointing it more off on the interpreter, but just I was so talking with my buddies. One of my friends, shout out Tommy D, he works on the floor, brought up a great point.
Of course he does.
Ohtani's camp went to the Dodgers about deferring his contract. I mean, there's no easier way to blow through a ton of money than a massive gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. You think they're like, listen, Ohtani, he's young, he's reckless with gambling. It's a cultural thing, maybe. Let's defer most of his contract so at least we know it's there when he gets older.
I mean, isn't that a great conspiracy?
I love it.
You know, Ohtani, mind you, also hid his wife from everybody for a while. Like, nobody knew the guy got married.
Well, that I chalked up to a privacy, just doing a great job with your privacy.
Oh, it's a series of events of things you're sneaking around but and now, doing potentially,
again, it
right?
leads to more and more questions because you just couldn't say, I covered my buddy's gambling debt and let it go.
You had to recircle back. Oh, no, the guy stole from me, and now everybody's going, wait a second here. Hold on a second here. Who's buying this?
This thing ain't over, and it's fascinating.
But that's a great conspiracy.
The power shift may have changed, or maybe last night's result made it not change. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
I love that guy. He's so soothing, man.
He drinks Country Time Lemonade, not a vodka drink. No, yeah. Just Country Time Lemonade on the porch.
Bill Brooks remembers. There was no traffic.
Next time Bill Brooks does his traffic, just picture him on the porch in a rocking chair
while doing his traffic. I remember when the Model T used to drive on the dirt road.
Mm. I remember when there were no roads.
He definitely eats that Bluebell ice cream, right?
Oh, no question. Yeah. No question he's done.
He's living the life, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, he's having a Milano, a little scoop of vanilla, baby. A little Country Time lemonade.
They called him to fill in on traffic today. He's like, I don't know. I got stuff going on. And they're like, come on. You're
man.
A legend.
I got a batch of tea out on the porch waiting for the sun to kick in.
And he's like, okay, I'll do it.
All right. It's in the morning. That's fine. Give me the lunchtime. And
I'll still be able to do my rest of my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Welcome, Bill.
Bill Brooks, baby.
Bill Brooks,
ladies and gentlemen, Bill Brooks.
The traffic.
I mean, what a soothing voice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is so nice.
I feel like he's telling me to...
I mean, he could be saying that the 435 collapsed in a sinkhole, and he's so calm about it, you'd be like, oh, that's wonderful.
What was the street that Bob Del Giorno told us to take?
Burlington.
Yeah. I used to be like, take Burlington. I go, yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Burlington. Bill Brooks said to take Burlington today. Yeah, this
of course
guy.
I am. Brought all to right. you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I wish, like, folks, like, I'm sure people think, like, Bill Brooks is in, like, a studio in this building. We don't know who this guy is.
No, he's on his porch. He's on his porch doing traffic. It's awesome.
It's great.
Looking out the window, watching his cars go by.
He's in Dallas, isn't
it's
he?
Fantastic. Yeah. It is just fantastic. Who requested the 90s through 05 song?
That one came from our buddy Mike. He wanted a little tub thumping by Chumba Wumba Wumba.
Yeah, Chumba Wumba with a little tub thumping today on Cool 92.1, home of the University of Mississippi women's basketball team.
Bill Brooks.
Good job on the text line. A few seconds ago. Would he recommend taking Burlington? I don't know. But if he did, I'd drive
You'd do it.
I would drive it.
And it wouldn't be in a panic like Del Giorno was.
Nope.
I think about Burlington! Nope. And Bill Brooks is like, maybe consider Burlington today.
And you feel like it's just a leisurely decision.
We got a mess out there today.
I would try Burlington Street.
See, that was different, much different tone than Bill Brooks
Bill
was.
Brooks, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Del Giorno. I'm Bob Del Giorno, 610 Sports Radio. Get off my bumper traffic.
Those are what we call the glory days.
It's not traffic. It's Del Giorno.
So KU escaped last night.
By the skin of their teeth, they say. And if you have skin on your teeth, try a toothbrush.
By the leather of a Wilson ball.
Yeah, by a bad call by the officials, KU escaped last night.
But it's not to say, not to say that, you know, maybe foul him before on the layup and he's still shooting free throws. Or maybe they give him the block and they go down the court and they miss a shot and can still win.
Yeah, you don't know. You just don't know.
You don't know, but that was a terrible call.
It was a terrible call. But also KU blew a 22-point lead in this one, too. It's a weird game. KU's up 22 and Samford shoots and hits, I should say, 10 more three-point shots than Kansas. How that was even a game, like, it's really weird, but Kansas was so good early on. I think they were like 8 of 10 to start the game or something like that. Yeah. They were hitting everything on the floor.
So the Kansas played without their best player, Kevin McCullough.
Well, they did? I hadn't heard this story.
Who was ruled out earlier in the week, you'll remember, when Bill Self said this about McCullough, who had been battling a bone bruise in his knee.
Right.
Only played a couple of games down the stretch, hadn't been practicing, and wasn't going to be able to go for the tournament. This was Bill Self's tone just 2 days ago on Wednesday.
Kevin's not going to play. Kevin's says his knee pain has not subsided any, and it's too bad for him to be able to contribute. So Kevin will not play.
How tough is that to watch a kid that has given so hard and comes back for another year not be able to do so? Yeah. At least for the first round.
No, he's out. We're shutting him down for the tournament. So if we're fortunate enough to win two games, we would have done it without him. And he hadn't practiced in 6 weeks, basically. And so he hasn't done more damage to his knee, but he tried to do it and said that he just couldn't go.
Okay, so that was Wednesday.
Those are pointed comments too, Josh.
Sure felt like it. We discussed it on Wednesday.
I mean, when you say Kevin says he can't go, that raises red flags to me. It's not, hey, we decided, we looked at it, everybody came together, made a decision, it's just not going to go. He goes, Kevin says he can't go.
Yeah. I guess that was Tuesday when they arrived, right? Tuesday when they arrived in Salt Lake City.
Right. So Kevin
Wednesday
says,
we discussed it on the show. And then
everybody, I don't know how many texts I got from people.
What's really going on?
Well, no, but sending me things like, this is what's really going on. And people said he just didn't want, like, that rumor spread like, you know, red thread in your lawn, if you will, like wildfire, man. That thing was out there. Everybody associated with KU, fans of KU, I should say, not associated with KU because that means you work for them, but people that, you know, are in the know, people who claim to be the insiders, alumni, money givers, everybody was saying the same thing. This kid just doesn't want to play.
So Bill Self then felt the need to go to his not often used X account.
That's right.
And post this. I'm not on social media much, but since announcing Kevin will not play in the tournament, I've been told Kevin and this situation have been portrayed inaccurately. What I said in a 45-second video clip is true. His knee hasn't improved the last 2 weeks. It hurts too much to continue playing. He hasn't practiced in 6 weeks. We made the decision to shut him down. That's all 100% accurate. But what I didn't say has caused a false narrative to question Kevin inappropriately. He worked tirelessly in rehab to try to play, and everyone within the program knows it. We've known the only way the bone bruise would heal is time off. Kevin elected not to do that and try to play. For 6 weeks, it's been one step forward, two steps back. He hurt it worse in the KSU game and tried to play at Houston. Since then, all involved felt 9 days off would position him to play in the tournament. That did not happen. It hasn't progressed and made the improvement we'd all hoped. At that time, our team doctors collectively came to the decision to not play and allow the healing process to not be interrupted. We support him through this process. Kevin tried for himself, his teammates, and also the KU faithful. We are disappointed Kevin can't play, but should appreciate the effort that he's made. Kevin will take on the role of assistant coach during the tournament.
And he was walking out yesterday, and somebody tweeted a video of it, goes, there goes assistant coach Kevin McCullough.
Which was great.
Which was very, very funny. Look, there's truth to everything. I think, is it fair to say that Bill's disappointed in all of this? You better believe it is. It's your best player. It's, you know, they came into the season, Josh, as the preseason number one. There were high expectations that Kansas was going to win a national championship. Now you enter the tournament and you don't have your best player, and it's been a nagging injury. So yeah, there's disappointment. There's frustration from Bill Self, but this also happens in sports a lot because coaches try to hide injuries all the time. Every single coach in America, no matter what level of sports you're at, has tried to hide an injury, right? It happens every single day in sports. And sometimes when you try to hide an injury, it gets out of control. Instead of just being honest and saying, people take a narrative and run with it themselves. And I will tell you, the narrative in KU country, if you will, around Kevin McCullough was he didn't want to play because he wants to, you know, save himself for the NBA and make sure he's healthy to go into the NBA. And people were pissed about that. And then Bill didn't do anything to really solve any of that and stop any of that. He was honest on Tuesday going, hey, shut himself down. Here we go. Let's move on. Right.
Kevin can't play.
Yeah. And so everybody listened to that, heard that, went, oh, this guy just doesn't want to play. Ipso facto, here we are, Bill Self having to release a detailed statement about everything, which if he just would have done that at the beginning and told everybody what was going on and went through the timeline, I don't think anybody would be questioning Kevin McCullough's heart. Kevin! Yeah,
there was enough gray area there to be left for interpretation.
Absolutely.
Not just that, but previous stuff.
Previous stuff too. Yeah, absolutely.
My favorite reply to the Bill Self tweet comes from professional ball washer Tim Brando.
Uh-huh.
A wonderful clarification by a brilliant head coach and a really good guy.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for weighing in with that. Thank you, Tim. Timmy. Live it a lie, Timmy, live it a lie.
Jeez, shut up.
Tim Brando, Marlin's son.
Well, congratulations, Tim. You'll get another...
A wonderful clarification by a brilliant head coach and a really good guy.
Came to broadcast at Kansas coming up. So,
Brando angling for those ESPN Plus games.
FS1 matchups.
I mean, come on, Tim.
Yeah.
Professional ball washer Tim Brando.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.